This episode of the Meme Factory podcast is sponsored by Simply Bitcoin. This is a Bitcoin-only daily show. Check them out at youtube.com/simplybitcoin. And we are sponsored by CryptoCloaks. CryptoCloaks strives for quality products and innovative solutions for your Bitcoin signing devices and Bitcoin nodes. Check out the Yellow Edition MK4 cold card case at CryptoCloaks.com. Enjoy the show.
You ready to talk about me and Nemo?
I guess so. That's all I do all day.
That's all you do all day.
Good. Good, good.
I saw a list today of the devs that are committing changes in the Bitcoin code.
I think we're live now.
I know, but was that a question, Yella? Or was that just...
No, I just saw it.
You saw a list.
Schizophrenic puppet.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Good for you.
All right. Welcome, everybody.
I can read.
You sure?
Kind of.
Quit bragging.
Welcome in. You made it to another episode of Meme Factory Stream Test. This is episode number 121. Anybody who watches or listens with any regularity will note that we'll never have a real one. That way they can't shut us down, or so I've heard. This evening, we are joined by Ben the Carman. Ben, say hi.
Hi, happy to be on something that ends with 21, so that's pretty cool. But good to see all you guys.
That's right. Good old synchronicities. Now, Ben, for anybody who may not know who you are, could you give a brief overview of what you do in the Bitcoin space?
I don't know. I started out just memeing, but ended up being a Bitcoin developer now. So part-time memer, part-time Bitcoin dev, more Bitcoin dev nowadays, sadly. But yeah, I've been doing that for about, I don't know, like 5 years. These days, primarily working on Mutiny Wallet, which is like a self-custodial Lightning wallet in the browser.
All right. So before we get on with the show here, need to run through some of our demands from our sponsors. This evening, we've sent over your ad copy on Telegram. The sponsor requires that we have the guest read it. So if you could run through that, we'd be much obliged.
All righty. My name is Ben, and this episode of the Meme Factory TM Stream Test is brought to you by Ben the Carman's Mechanic and Used Tire Shop. Nestled in the scenic locale down by the river, conveniently located at a farming, slightly rusted out van, Ben's not just your average mechanic and used tire aficionado, he's a spirited proprietor of the most exclusive budget-friendly mechanic and used tire emporium. Yes, you heard that right. Not only does the establishment offer the fine selection of gently loved tires and unparalleled mechanical services, but also does is my humble abode. That's confinement or commitment to customer service you can't just find anywhere else. But wait, there's more. There's a surprising twist that no one saw coming. Ben's Mechanic and Used Tire Shop is also a certified Boeing service center. So if you're looking for unbeatable deals, tires with character, and the chance to say your vehicle has been serviced by the same hands that might code the next big thing in Bitcoin, all while supporting a local riverbank entrepreneur, the pragmatic peoples of Boeing look no further. Ben Carman's Mechanic and Used Tire Shop, where the rubber meets the road and dreams take flight down by the river. Wow, that was good.
Yay.
Well done.
Well done.
All right. It looked like we had ICO Fender and ICO Fender 2 in here for a moment. What's you okay, Yo? You splitting personality?
Replicating.
Yeah. I was hijacked.
He's a replicator.
Replicator.
He's a replicator. Mm. Yep.
No, I'm not. Fuck you.
Yes, you are.
What do you think about macro? What's your stance on macro?
I don't like it.
Okay, fine. All right. We're good. All right, so
that was a coached response.
It was, I think, but I mean, we'll see as it goes on whether or not he actually is now a replicator or if he's our friendly little puppet. Don't want to go too much further without getting you fed, Ben. Becca, do we have anything on the menu for him this evening?
I do have a few things on the menu for Ben this evening. Let's see what we have. Okay, we have a used car salesman Sammy. So this one is an extra greasy fried bologna and cheese whiz sandwich on a slice of barely used rye bread. The crust is guaranteed to fall off on its own, and it's wrapped in a BSV white paper, so you don't get that grease on you. It doesn't come with a warranty, but you can finance this sandwich at 17.21% over 96 months, if you really want to. Next, I have the, we call them Poor Sammy. So this one, the complete opposite of the first special. It's a superior sandwich filled with pristine ingredients, and it's prepared by Sailor himself, and it's served with a slice of unhumble pie. And last but not least, our Yellow's Don't Stop Believing Steak Sammy, which has been marinated in Red Bull for, 864 days. So you can pick one or all, but not none.
I'll take all three. Does it come with the Red Bull on the side as well?
Yes, it does. It comes with a whole case of Red Bull. May or may not have been contaminated with yellow stuff.
Malacca.
Malacca. There we go.
Beautiful. Excellent. That was amazing.
Excellent choices. So I heard.
Yes, Yellow?
Recorded response.
I think Yellow died.
He's ran out of record.
Oh, that was a canned response? That was pre-recorded?
Yeah, that was pre-recorded, for sure.
Like most of his material.
Ben. Okay, my bad.
All right, man. I heard you were recently in Madeira. Is that right? Or what conference were you just at?
Yeah, I've been like
homeless. Was it an island?
It's an island, yeah. So I've been homeless the last 3 months. So yeah, it was beautiful. I went to Madeira for 2 months with Gigi and Pablo doing the like sovereign engineering cohort. And then the last week was the conference, Bitcoin Atlantis. Yeah, that was a ton of fun. We had a group of 20 guys all working on stuff. A lot of local stuff came out of there, and yeah, conference was a blast. Got to meet some cool people there. And
is it true that the conference was ended by the monster from Lost? Yeah, the monster from Lost, it attacked that smoke thing.
I'm under NDA. I can't disclose if that happened or not.
Okay.
But
okay.
Potentially.
Okay. I'll take that as a yes.
So you said some potentially cool things are coming out of that. I assume you and 20 other nerds coding in a room all together is number one, a really cool, there should be some really cool outcomes. And number two, it probably smelled terrible. Am I wrong on either count?
So the co-working space was outside, so there was no smell. So they nice. Planned ahead for that. But yeah, a lot of good things came out. We got some new contributors to Mutiny, and so selfishly that was cool. But otherwise, there's some cool Noster stuff coming out. These guys made this thing called Blossom, basically trying to like uploading images is a hard thing on Noster. Everyone just kind of uses centralized providers, but they basically create a protocol to Nosterify uploading images, which is really cool. So hopefully that can become the standard for the future and make Noster a lot better in that regard.
Wait, explain that. How does that work? How can I upload to Noster without using a centralized service?
So it's still a centralized service, but think of with Noster, it kind of changed with Twitter, you have you just talk to the Twitter API and you get the latest tweets and you post your tweets there. With Noster, it's you post to many Twitters, basically, of I'm posting to this relay and this relay and this relay, and I download events from this relay and this relay and this relay. But for image uploading, we're still kind of doing the Twitter model of we just upload an image to a server, and then you say hey, here's this image URL you can download it from. which is not the best. So basically they created a protocol for like Nostrifying the images where you upload an image to a list of different like servers, and then you just give the hash of it. So then when people say, oh, here's this hash of an image, then they just look at your, basically, instead of your relay list, it's like your image upload list. And then they see, okay, oh, there's these five servers, and they try to download it from, you know, each one until they find it. So it's like basically just a way to like do that Nostr trust model, but for image uploading instead of notes.
That's excellent.
Okay, you said very complicated stuff right there, so we got to dumb it down. So you like Nostr?
I'm a fan of Nostr, yeah.
Okay. You like relays and stuff?
I dabble. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a joke there with relays and relay not accepting my bank account and not me able to. I don't know. I got to figure out. Okay, go on. Sorry.
All right, so just to unpack this real quick, you're saying that when you upload an image on Nostr using whatever this particular protocol is, it hashes the image, and then that hash is stored on different relays, different yellow banks?
Basically, like instead of, like right now when you like make a tweet on Nostr saying like with an image in it, they just like put the current like URL wherever you uploaded it. Versus this would just like, you just put like the hash of it. So then people could just like look it up wherever they look up images.
Like, so if I'm using Primal or Amethyst, when I upload an image, where am I uploading that to?
For Primal, you upload it to Primal servers. For Amethyst, I assume it goes to Nostr.build, but I'm not too sure. But yeah, like basically like every app has their like predestined upload locations, but this would like make it a protocol now, so you'd have like your relay list and your image upload list, and it wouldn't be up to the app to decide where your images go.
Is that going to make it so right now one of the problems I have with Nostr is that like if I upload on Amethyst right now versus on Primal, sometimes people won't be able to see my image, won't be able to see the meme. Does this make that more complicated, where more people might not be able to see the image, or is it a negligible effect, no effect? What kind of effect are we going to have here?
So yeah, that issue is of Amethyst, because basically before like people came up with this idea, the way that Amethyst was trying to solve this issue was just like putting the raw image bytes into a Nostr note, which like is super inefficient. So like no one else implemented that, but the VTOR, the dev of Amethyst, was like being like, you know, hard-headed about it. So he just like went full steam ahead. And so like Amethyst views users can see that, but no one else can. But this is kind of like, you know, you get all those benefits that he was getting of trying to like encode the image into an Nostr note without like all the downsides that it came along with. So hopefully he'll implement this instead of that thing he did originally, and that'll fix all those issues. But yeah, this would, in theory, like make it a lot better for those kind of things.
This is the John Legere, right?
I don't know who that is.
No, okay. I thought he was the one that was building the Amethyst app.
It's like Vitor P. I forget his last name. Yeah.
Okay, I'm familiar with Peter. All right, so one of the problems I'm having recently is that I have done zero research on what the hell fediments are, and people keep talking about them, and I'm hoping that somebody could explain them to me, and I'm really hoping that you might be that someone.
Can do, yeah. So this is like our next big thing. We're adding the Mutiny. Basically, like, Mutiny works great as a self-custodial wallet for the most part, but like the problem is like self-custodial Lightning kind of sucks. Like, if I want to have you onboard onto like Mutiny, it's like, okay, you put in $60 worth, which is like a lot of money, and then all these other, you know, oh, you could get a channel closure and all these other caveats. So like most people love like things like Wall Satoshi and stuff like that, where it's just like it's fully custodial, but you know, it just kind of works. But the problem is like twofold. One, Wall Satoshi has terrible privacy. They see every single thing you do, and they can and then second nature, they can rug pull you. And like we already saw that with like on Thanksgiving last year, they like said, well, we're no longer in the US anymore, and you know, everyone got slightly rug pulled. You know, for Mutiny, for us, that was great. We got a ton of users, but you know, otherwise it sucks. And basically, like, Fatty Man's kind of like the kind of perfect way to fix that, where it's still like kind of custodial Bitcoin, but it's like this perfectly private system that's federated. So like basically have like a Wall of Satoshi app, but while Satoshi can't see you anymore, they can't see any transactions that are happening because it's all this blinded eCash happening in the background. And then as well, so there's no.
If I can interrupt you, I'm thinking like the way Liquid is set up. Does that sound right?
Yeah. So it's like
okay.
It's like, yeah, it's a federated thing. So there's like, you know, instead of like one key holds all the money, it's, you know, it's like, it's say like 11 of 15 multi Liquid is. And as well, like, you know, Liquid has all these nice privacy properties, like what's it called? Like a confidential transaction. This is basically just like a better version of that inside of and like the mint. So you have like all these super fast transactions, and it's like interoperable with Lightning and on chain. In theory, you could like make it interoperable with anything you want. So it's super powerful.
So yeah, that's, let's dump it down. Too complicated for me. You like Liquid?
No.
Oh. God damn it, I had a joke.
I mean,
can you say ready? Can you say yes?
Okay, I'm okay with Liquid.
Pedro. That's it.
Joke. Ah, Pedro.
What? All right.
Well, I mean, Pedro, if you have any kind of rebuttal, right now is the time to say it.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, we're just going to have to assume you love Liquid. As you've said many times in the past.
Noted Liquid fan.
Noted. All right. Now, let's continue with the Federman's explanation. So it's federated. You have more privacy between the app and the actual transactions, so the app's not going to see your transactions necessarily. And how do I decide what group of federated servers I'm using, or is that already predetermined?
So yeah, that's what we're doing right now. Is like we tried like going around to a bunch of different companies and trying to like get a big federation started, but like it's so like new that like not a lot of people are too interested yet. So, but there has been like a few like pleb run Fediments started up like in the wild. So basically, what we're doing right now is making like a Noster based like discovery service for federations, where you can like you can say like, oh, I'm Ben the Carman and I like these federations, and then when I open up Mutiny, you can see like, oh, look, Ben recommended me to this federation. So then they'll use that one instead. So that's kind of like what we're trying to do, is like use like Web of Trust to solve these like, you know, discoverability problems. But the cool thing is it's like a, you know, it's like a protocol. So, you know, when you open up Wall Satoshi, you have to use Wall Satoshi's backend. But with this is a protocol. So, you know, if I don't like Wall Satoshi's backend, I could just switch to, you know, the other one. And this is like nice where, you know, everyone can pick their trusted custodians or whatever they want here.
Or the trusted federated servers like Pedro loves to. Yeah. So I know you've mentioned Mutant a few times. I'm gonna get there, but I wanna get us there slowly. Now a few years ago, people were talking about how layer twos on Bitcoin were not ready for the traffic that's coming our way. They weren't ready for prime time. And a lot of people, including myself, didn't really understand what that meant or why. Can you help me unpack why they thought it wasn't ready? What did that even mean? And then what's happened since then?
Yes.
Answer no. And be done.
Yeah, no, I cannot. This is a deep topic. So there's a couple of things here. So like for one, like, I mean, we fought this with like the SegWit 2x wars of like, no, we can't just increase the block size indefinitely to fit every single payment on chain. So it's like, okay, if every payment's not on chain, then where are they? So, you know, our answer was like Lightning or other layer twos to scale that out. The thing is, like, Lightning still uses layer one. You know, you have to like open and close channels and all this different stuff. So we still have a limit of the amount of channels that could exist because there's this block size limit. And on top of that, like, you know, Lightning, I mean, I guess it's like 5 years-ish old now, but, you know, it's still, there's still a lot of like, you know, usability things and different things being worked on to make it better. And so like all that compounded is like, you know, is Lightning ready for my mom to use? Not really. At least I like to be a self-sovereign Lightning user. And then on top of that, it's like, okay, how do we make Lightning better? It's like, well, if you want to make it cheaper so we can have more users on Lightning, we need to like do further soft forks to make it scale better. Or if we say like, you know, we're ossifying, no more soft forks, it's like, okay, and then we need different ways to interact with Lightning for people to do it. So like you see like Aqua wallet is kind of doing this where they're using Liquid that interoperates with Lightning. Or, you know, Fediment's another version of this as well, where, you know, it's different, like, you know, it's not really a layer two, but kind of, it's a, you know, different protocol where you custody your Bitcoin, but then it interoperates with Lightning. And I don't know, for us, we saw this a lot where, like, you know, we onboarded, like, you know, a few thousand users. They all had, like, 100K sats in a Bitcoin channel and a Lightning channel. And then, like, all the Ordinals people started doing tons of transactions. On-chain fees went to, like, 500 sats per V-byte. And now, like, you know, they spent, like, you know, 200 sats to open their channel, but to close their channel would now be, like, a billion sats they don't have. So there's a lot of issues, and payments start being really unreliable and all these issues. So it's, like, kind of coming to this head of, like, you know, does Lightning scale for end users? And, like, furthermore, does that mean we need to do, like, a different kind of L2 that isn't Lightning, or do we improve Lightning more and more so it can scale for end users? And that's kind of like what all the scaling debates are kind of now, and we'll see if we get there or not.
What kind of questions are on the table for scaling Lightning?
So there's like various soft forks that you could do that could improve things. Like one big thing is like, okay, if I want to open a channel to every single person in this call, it's going to be like, I could do it in one on-chain transaction, but it's going to have like one output for each single person. And that'll just be me opening a channel to everyone. Like, you know, Greg and Becca want to have a channel between each other. They have to use like my channel. And if I'm not online, then the channel's not usable. So there's this proposal called channel factories, which basically means like in one single output on a Bitcoin transaction, we could have everyone in here have a channel to everyone else. And so like, you know, that'd be like 20 to 30 channels in a single output, which is super powerful.
Awesome.
Yeah, it'd be great. Awesome. But
what are the downsides? What are the trade-offs?
The trade-offs is we need a soft fork to do it. So, you know, no one likes the soft fork. But there's like a few different, like we could do that without. Yeah, hard forks only. No. So there are different, like a few different proposals, like APO would, or any priv out would give that, CTV would give that, TX hash would give that. Cat would give that, like there's like a million ways to get it. It's just like kind of, you know, picking
the wait, right this, one. This feels like Congress now. So like the thing I want to get through, if I want Lightning scaling, if I want that to get through, I now have to sign on to a bill that does also XYZ on top of this. Is that what you're telling me?
Kind of. It's like we need the way to like have a guarantee that the next transaction will look like this, and like there's a lot of ways to achieve that, basically, but like, you know, CTV is probably the simplest one, but you know, there's all these other things that enables as well. And, you know, that's just like, you know, the nature of, I don't know, programming or reality or whatever, but it's all hard, right. But yeah.
So if I want my Lightning scaling, if I want to open 32 channels in one transaction, I also need to sign on to CTV. And then what kind of potential downside are we seeing with something like CTV?
I mean, honestly, there's not much. Like CTV, everything that you can do with CTV, you can emulate with pre-signed transactions. So like, you know, like basically CTV says the next transaction must look like this. And you can just enforce that by like pre-signing the transaction and saying, okay, this is the next transaction. Problem is you don't get full control without it, because if you're doing pre-signed transactions, you need way more data backup and as well. Some of the things you need to like prove that you deleted private key, which is not really possible. So there's like a lot of different weird things there. And basically like, you know, but like at the end of the day, CTV all does is check like a hash is part of a transaction and checks that the transaction hash matches, which is like super simple. So it's like not all these, you know, it's like the recent soft forks Taproot and SegWit were like huge re-architectures of like different parts of like how Bitcoin works. But CTV is just like super basic. It's just checking a hash. There's a lot less risk. Like, we're not going to get, or you know, most likely we're not going to get like, you know, dick butts on the blockchain like we did with Taproot. But, you know, is that going to happen with CTV? Most likely not. Maybe there's some random thing it enables, but I mean, it's impossible to know without it actually like doing it, doing all the research and happening, which is, you know, hard. But yeah.
I got my notes here. I got a question. If you're eating French fries, and you have three options to dip the French fries to, you got ketchup, mustard, and ranch. What do you choose?
Is this if you want to eat one French fry or 32 at one time?
Good question.
Don't complicate it.
What kind of mustard is it?
Like Dijon.
The mustard.
Dijon, why'd you say okay. it like that? Why'd you
okay,
say it like
Ben,
that?
Ben likes Dijon. Okay. Noted.
Hard hitting journalism.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this line of questioning is going somewhere that's going to bite us in the ass in about 30 minutes.
The newest gossip I heard was that the inscriptions weren't like actually needed Taproot to be implemented. It was the way that Taproot made the guy
the think way
out of the box and made him like, because now we have inscriptions to coins and projects that fucking shitcoins that don't have Taproot, right?
Yeah. Taproot just kind of made it easier. Like before, basically like where they're storing all these images, there used to be in SegWit, there's a 10,000 byte limit. And now it's just, we're like, well, we already have a block size. Why are we restricting this limit? So they just made it, you know, saying like, you know, there's no limit, just the block size enforces this. And it made sense at the time, especially because like Taproot was meant to enable like all this complex, fancy scripting and stuff. But yeah, basically that limit let people just put 4 megabyte JPEGs in the script instead. And so yeah, like without Taproot, it would still exist. It would just be smaller images, or you could still do larger images just over multiple inputs or multiple transactions. But yeah, for now, like, you know, people kind of blame Taproot, but it was always possible since day one of Bitcoin. It's just, you know, SegWit discount made it cheaper, and then Taproot made it easier.
Easier, okay.
Was it you that made an orderable of me? Did you write fuck you, Greg, in the OP return cards? No, I can't remember.
Oh, an op return. Yeah, I run op return bot, which is, it's different than ordinals or inscriptions. But yeah, op return is like OG inscriptions where you just like say, like, I'm putting data here. Whereas inscriptions is like you're saying, like, this is how I spend my Bitcoin. I reveal an image of, you know, this, you know, a dick butt, which is like, you know, very different. But yeah, op return bot does many. I now support images if you, because it's the more ethical way to do them. So I off returned a picture of Sahil, if you guys know him. That was great. But yeah,
did not see that, but I'll have to take a look. All right, so now that we've talked about Fediments and what the perceived problems and possible solutions for layer 2 and or Lightning are, let's talk about what you're doing to make everybody's pain go away. Let's talk about Mutiny Wallet. What are you doing?
Why are you so close, though, the camera, Craig?
Let's talk.
Hard hitting questions.
Want to do this? Right here?
Shit. Yeah, we can do that. We can get right up there.
I think yellow could
move. How are you, Craig?
I'm good.
We're going to do the old interview like this, Craig.
Yeah, we can finish it like that.
Ah. Okay.
I just pushed up imaginary glasses.
Yeah, so Mutiny, we have a lot of things going on. So we launched like a year ago-ish, and the original pitch was like self-custodial Lightning wallet in the browser. And the reason we did it in the browser was like Tony Giorgio, another guy in the team, he got banned from the Apple App Store for no apparent reason. They said he was sanctioned, but he wasn't on any sanctions list, so couldn't go in the App Store. So, like, well, we'll build in the web. And, yeah, so, like, now even if like Apple and Google don't like us and want to ban us from the App Store, you still have like a Bitcoin wallet that they can't stop. But Jesus Christ, you have very green eyes. But yeah, otherwise, you know, but you know, like I was talking about earlier, like, you know, fees went to 500 sats per V-byte, and like we had all these support issues, and like, you know, users can't use their Lightning channels and all this stuff. So like, well, how do we solve this? And basically kind of came to the conclusion of like Fediment's only the only real viable solution for us as of today. So we kind of went full steam ahead on that for the last few months, where our Lightning stuff has gotten pretty stable. Like, we rarely see force closes, payment reliability is pretty good. It's like, well, let's just start fixing the other issues. So right now we're like working on like adding Fediment support. There's like beta support inside the app where if you have a Fediment invite code, you can do that. And now we're adding things like Lightning address and all these all right. Noster features and stuff. Yeah.
Why are you adding these things? Why are you adding Fediment? Why are you adding Noster? What does it matter?
I mean, so the Noster thing has been really fun. So like the way that like current Bitcoin wallets work, it's like you open up Phoenix and it's like, it's basically just like a Lightning invoice machine. You scan QR codes or you show QR codes. And that's basically it. And, you know, I mean, there's numbers that move around, but like, that's it. And it's like, it's very boring. And it's very like, I don't know, it feels like a business app, which, you know, fuck that. So like, we're adding all this Noster stuff. So now instead of like seeing QR codes everywhere, you see people's faces, you know, instead of, when I try to give Yellow money, instead of sending a QR code, I just see a puppet and I send the money to the puppet. And that's a lot more fun. And I don't know, it's like we've gotten a lot, like a lot of our users are now like all from Noster, and it makes it like a lot easier. Like in Madeira, we would like, there'd be like 20 of us at dinner, we're all on Noster, and someone just puts their credit card down for the bill. And now everyone, now, you know, most people have to like, okay, let me give you a QR code to pay me for the bill and all this stuff. And you have to pass around 20 different QR codes to get a payment from every single person, which is terrible. So like instead, you know, on Mutiny, I just, okay, Jeff paid. I searched Jeff. Oh, find him, hit send. And now he's paid. And now I have to like do this whole QR code dance with everyone. So it makes things like a billion times easier. And like, we, you know, it feels like we're getting a lot closer to this, like, same experience as like, you know, all the $1 billion VC funded fiat payment systems that exist today. But like now it's, you know, open source, open protocol, Bitcoin and Nosterified, which feels really good. So, you know, trying to, you know, just have it so you completely disrupt those people, but in the open source way.
Sending sats to the puppet fun again. That's what I'm. Exactly. That's what I'm vibe. I'm getting.
Without even raising.
You didn't raise your hand, Rusty.
Yeah. What the fuck, Rusty?
Yeah. So there's two. I guess I got two choices.
No. Raise your hand.
That's not raise the your protocol, hand and ask Rusty. The
question again.
Yes.
Okay, ask the question again.
Yeah, it wasn't really a question though, was it? But because I was thinking, like, I have two ways of getting in. I wait for a quiet moment, or I put my hand up, and I went for the quiet moment during that one.
No, you wasn't have one really.
Way,
one way.
Yeah.
Oh, you think it's a game, Rusty? You think we're playing here? You think Yellow, you have he options?
He has his hand raised. It's his turn to talk.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Thanks.
It comes with benefits.
That's it. That's the only. Yeah, that was it. Hey, everyone. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning, Rusty.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
All right. So, I like that you've integrated this with Noster. I haven't played with this yet. This sounds like you actually have bridged the gap between one of the main functions of these like Cash Apps and Venmos and PayPals, where you just like send your friends money, you see their face, mm-hmm. type of thing. And, like, you do the same thing with them on Noster, because anybody who's using Lightning probably has a Noster account. right? If they're worth their salt.
Hopefully. Yeah, that's like our, should have a release hopefully going out by the end of this month, where it's like, it'll be like first class, so like it'll look exactly like kind of like the Venmo feel. You can create your Noster profile inside the app and all that stuff, but that's what I was doing all day today, is fixing that shit, but you know, hopefully soon.
So you're getting rid of the QR code circus, which is nice, especially at the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
The dinner event. That's something that a lot of Bitcoiners have experienced. Yeah, you want to pay your friends back in Bitcoin for paying for the dinner And then, like, you have to wait in line for the QR code and the exact amount each time. This is nice. This, you can just point to the person and send the exact money. I like that.
And a nice thing, too, is since it's Noster, we have DMs integrated. So if you didn't pay me back, I could just DM you an invoice, and it'll show up in Mutiny of, like, hey, you didn't pay Ben. And you'll have, like, a big red, you know, notification, like, pay me.
What if somebody ghosts you on the money anyway? I mean, do you have any way of requiring them to pay you other than this invoice?
Then you go to your local gun store and knock on their door.
That's one way to do it. All right, why Mutiny? Why did you call it Mutiny?
Why not? We stole the name, really. If you've seen the show *Halt and Catch Fire*, in the second season, they started a company called Mutiny, and we liked the show, so we stole the name. But I think it's kind of, you know, it's very Bitcoinery. It's, you know, we're taking a mutiny against the current system. But I'm
sorry, Ben, you have to stop talking. Russ has got his hand up.
Yeah, if this is Mutiny, then who is the captain that you took over from?
Your mom. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
Yellow's mom. No, I don't know. I mean, fiat system, I guess.
PayPal,
yeah, Venmo.
I feel bad. Sorry, Rusty. I don't know. It just came to me. Huh?
So
I was trying to leave it. I was trying to leave a long enough moment so that he felt worse. But yeah, that's it. I see what you're doing. That, you're trying to make me feel awkward.
Yeah. Did it work? Yeah, I like awkward pauses. There's something to it, like this. Like, listen to this.
You can't beat an
God damn it, Craig
contest with a freaking avatar that doesn't blink.
I'm trying to do a awkward pause. Let
you
it be.
You walk away and take a dump and come back 20 minutes later.
Damn it.
All right, so one of the things I keep hearing about with, like, Phoenix Wallet, for example, is that people keep getting hit with fees that they did not expect. Where is that stemming from, and is that something Mutiny has on its radar to fix?
Yeah, and so Phoenix has, like, kind of a weird fee model where, like, most Lightning wallets, like, the cost comes from opening and closing Lightning channels. They just charge you when you open the channel. Whereas, like, Phoenix, they kind of subsidize those channel costs, but then they make you pay later with the, like, sending fees. So something like 0.4% or 0.5% you pay. But as well, like, sometimes if you're sending, like, on-chain, it's like splicing out of your Lightning channel, doing some fancy stuff, so that costs even more money. And there's, like, sometimes they'll, like, take away your on-chain liquidity and stuff. So they do a lot of stuff. But yeah, it's hard to, like, you know, because the problem is, like, for Lightning channels, is, like, you have, like, the user has their money, and then the like, service provider, like, in this case, Phoenix, has their money in the channel as well. And when you have a lot of users, it gets really expensive. You have, like, you know, they had the blog post. They're like, we have $100 million on our Lightning node. It's like, okay, like, it's a lot of, like, that's a lot of money, and that's, like, working capital. So you should, like, you should be expecting some sort of return and stuff like that, because you're putting at risk by putting on Lightning. So, you know, there's lots of different things there. So, like, for us, like, luckily for us, you know, it's very nice. We don't run the LSP. Other people do that for us. So, like, we work with Voltage. Who runs our OSP, and they deal with all that.
Whoa, back up. What does OSP mean?
Lightning service provider. So, like, they're the one you're opening and closing Lightning channels
liquidity.
To.
I thought you said like Ohio SP. You said L like liquidity SP.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Just make sure. All right. Sorry, liquidity no. service provider. I'm following you. Keep.
So, basically,
it's their Pedro. You know, they have their own Pedro.
Exactly.
Loves liquid.
Like liquid. Yeah, so they open all the channels for us, which is nice. But so yeah, like the way we do it is like we just only charge fees on the channel open, and then any other fee you pay after that is going to be just like, you know, standard Lightning Network routing fees. And we do like a whole lot of stuff to try to like get that as low as possible. We have like the service that's always running that's looking for like the cheapest and fastest routes for paying Lightning, like the popular Lightning nodes on the network. And then every time you open up Mutiny, it like pulls in the latest data to try to, you know, use those routes. So we try to optimize for that, but you know, it's a hard problem. But yeah, I mean, hopefully with Fedimint this gets easier too, because then you know, anytime you're inside of Fedimint, if you're paying the same user that's in the same Fedimint, that'll be free, or should be at least near free. And then any payment outside is like, you know, you don't have your own Lightning channels and stuff. It's just like a normal Lightning network payment. So you don't have to pay for channels. Like the LSP already paid for the channels, and you just make payments from there on out. So should be a lot cheaper, hopefully, with that as well. But, you know, we'll see.
So how is Mutiny going to keep liquidity good without charging people ridiculous fees, but then also like stop the problem with like payments failing when you should have liquidity in the channel that you've got?
Yeah, so I mean, the nice thing is like I said, kind of like we don't worry about that. We let the different people we're working with for that. So like we're primarily working with Voltage right now to do the LSP stuff, and then they're running the service one. You know, they still charge fees and make money there, but they also want to have it as well for like the current Voltage customers of like that have nodes on there, so they can like hook it up and like provide the same service to their users. So they kind of like see it as like they don't totally need to make, or at least my understanding is they totally don't need to make money off of it. They just want it as a value add to their current product. And you know, so the same for us. So like it's like, you know, making the, if the LSP is like a, and not the primary profit seeking part, then you can make the fees a lot lower. And then we can work on, you know, the payment reliability and stuff like that comes from the Mutiny side, which we do, so that we can, you know, try to make the best possible.
Now, if you could ask for anything from the giant audience we have, the wide community that the Meme Factory stream test reaches out to, what kind of information would be beneficial to Mutiny as they develop their product?
That's a good question. I mean, if you ever have a bug or anything, send us your logs and tell us what you did. That's always the best.
We've had problems sending logs in the past. Yellow got in trouble with that recently.
Yeah.
Is it flight logs?
No, he sent his logs directly to a prominent podcaster.
Yeah, I got in trouble.
Yeah, go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, I was just checking our numbers while you were talking about numbers, and we're on 13 viewers, which is the exact Meme Factory dozen.
Yes, it is.
I thought we were in a bull market and we were supposed to get more viewers. It seems like we've got the exact same than we did at 15,000.
Yeah, at some point we had 21. At some point, we had 21.
We did. Yeah. And then Rusty came on. Was that a coincidence?
I can open a bunch of windows here. Wait, let me spam the network. Let me spam the network a little bit. Fix those filters, YouTube, you fucker.
Oh, that's good.
All right. So you'd love to get you'd love to get logs.
Logs are great. No, but like honestly, like just using the app and telling us what you think, like it's just like three nerds in a room like picking like what we think looks good, which is
who are the nerds?
Me, Tony Giorgio, and Future Paul. Paul does 99% of the design, and then me and Tony just tell him like that's stupid, and then he has to go and fix it. But you know, but either way, like I think we do a pretty good job, but there's a, you know, we're also just all developers, so there's probably something terrible with it. And is any feedback you have of like this thing sucks or this is ugly or I don't like this UI. Anything that's confusing, like that's always super valuable to us because like we don't totally know what we're doing. So that's always great. And otherwise, just like using it, and like trying to get friends to use it, like using like even if you don't use Mutiny but you use Noster, that helps us because we're plugged into Noster, so we just benefit from the ecosystem being bigger and better. So if you don't like Mutiny but you just use Primal, that helps us too because we're interoperable with them. So just being a good Bitcoiner kind of helps us because it makes the Bitcoin network better.
Now, I want to digress here a second because Yellow's screen is disturbing at the moment. What is going on with Sean there?
Yeah, nothing. Is he behind me again?
He's behind you again.
God damn it!
Is this like the wrestling meme with the dude in behind?
No, I'm trying to trying to get away from the party thing. Man, he won't let me. Like, he always DMs me like, "You gotta beat it, you fucker, or I'll kill you, I'll cut you." He says stuff like that.
About the
He's
happy
ex
party?
yeah. I'm trying to like make it making an accident, or I'll go somewhere else and hide. And the guy just like relentless, like, "You better be there or I'm gonna burn your polyester fur." He tells me stuff like that. And yeah, it's kind of
Your
awkward, but
polyester
like,
fur?
yeah. I catch fire very easily. Yeah,
It like melts.
I'm like a fire hazard. Yeah.
Oh, burn your polyester fur. I thought you said bend it.
How do you? What? That's a rope thing.
Like that's
That's
like
something a rope will tell me.
that just normally happens. You can bend polyester fur pretty easily. I was like, well, that's not much of
Can't
an
confirm, but. That's kind of weird.
Actually, I made something so no one knows what Yellow looks like. So to help with that when he gets to the party, hang on, let me see if I can turn my camera around here. There we go.
Oh,
I
you
got a
still
hat.
haven't said to me that.
Yeah. So, it's coming. It's coming. I promise.
You
Express
mean it's
post.
coming? You still haven't said it. God damn it, Dusty.
I just looked, I haven't had time. All right, I was going to bring it up in Meme Factory notes at the end of the show. Can you just do some admin at the end of the show? I was going to bring it up.
Yeah.
Becca received hers
Can
though.
you show us the hat
Yes.
again? It kind of looks like a duck.
Yeah, that hat. Yeah. You should have. Damn, I want
Yeah, I want one too.
All right, well, I only it's currently a prototype. So currently it's a one of one.
I would give
Are
birth in that
you really dabbing?
I could auction it off rather than giving it to Yellow.
No, you send me the hat, man. I need it for the party that I'm not gonna go.
Wait, why is Opti and Corey now behind you?
I don't know. They're like joined the party, I guess. They're doing the couch meme, I think, with me. I don't know what they're doing.
I
I
think you're
got you.
missing
I
a
got
couple
you. So you're
people.
missing a few people. We got Mike Cummins, is that what you're telling me?
Oh,
No,
I can
no
add
pun
stuff. Yeah,
intended.
wait, I can add.
Okay. All right. While he's getting his couch set up done, Rope, maybe you could regale us with the scores for the evening.
Some scores, right? Okay, so yeah, for Pedro, we're gonna do a pool towel.
Oh. Did you
Rebecca,
just say
I've
a
got a
pool table? A pool table? Towel.
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 Like one of the
A
larger
pool
towels
towel.
that you like lay out on.
Or smoke weed with. Anyways, yeah, the magic eight ball for Rebecca. Not sure why. For Greg, my lucky used tire. It's also as bald as me.
I could use it.
For Yellow, I've got a 3 kilo bag of croutons. For
Wow.
Rusty, I've got some willpower to finish all your projects. And then I've got a brighter light bulb for your ceiling.
Thank you.
Nice. Nice. Those are good scores. Those are good
awesome.
Scores.
Yeah.
Those are good scores. I'm
that was sad. I've just been sitting here trying to think of scores the whole time.
The whole
I'm really
time?
Happy that you actually asked. Because, yeah, literally the whole time. But, I was going to be really upset if you didn't ask me to do these scores after all.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Much better than last week.
Yeah, last week. Let's talk about last week. What happened? It's like Sally has never either been on the show or watched the show, which I know both cases are incorrect.
Too busy just trying not to fall off the face of the earth. It was just spinning too fast for him.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird as well. He was like, didn't know what scoring was. I was like, what's going on?
There were
here?
Ducks
like,
and chickens what? Involved.
Yeah, it was a hot mess.
As those of you who did see the episode last week or listen to it, Selly was part of the crew on here, and we asked him to give scores, and he gave people scores 0 through 10.
And well, in his defense, lame. I think he gave Ben 13 out of 10. So not 0 to 10. It was like 0 to 13 or something out of 10.
Oh, you gave him a 13. I think it's because he was a Ben. Okay, I'll take that as a yes. in the meantime, I'm hoping that we can get an RD impression out of Rusty today.
No.
Was that a no from Yellow because Yellow wants to do the RD?
Definitely, that's what it was.
Yeah. I'm happy with that. Yellow, take it away.
No. You sent me the hat. You should already have sent me the hat. And the plastic.
Okay. All right. We can talk about this. We can talk about this now if you like.
Dude, I'm leaving next Sunday.
What are the rules when Rope puts his hands up? Do I have to? Is it a Rusty where I have to like have to ask what he's talking about?
I'm leaving next Sunday.
I just want to know if Yellow's.
Does your mail arrive on a Saturday by any chance?
No, with his. Yellow, is that what's going on there with the couch meme? Is that what you're doing right there?
Will you send me the plastic and the hat?
Why did you choose Matt and Marty? Go in there as well.
I don't know, man. I'm just adding stuff. You think I'm thinking about this stuff now? I have no idea what you're thinking.
I don't.
Am I not satisfying you?
I added people with microphones. I don't know.
Nice. Okay. All right. So, Yellow, go ahead and give us your RD impression.
No,
he never says that.
Well, I can't do it anymore because I'm on my way to the post office because Yellow is getting angry at me.
You made this bed, Yellow. I'm sleeping. Yep.
Okay. Welcome, Ben. I'm going to do it in my kind of way. Welcome, Ben. What if the Meme Factory doesn't exist and we all know it? No, the Meme Factory does exist and we all know it doesn't. Who would you RT? Who would you like? And who would you mute? And also, who would you zap?
Does our D have Down syndrome? Is that
yes?
Dude, you're asking someone that English isn't his like mother language to do an accent in English, in more English, better English, like. Worse kind of English. Like I can barely speak American. Now you want me like to do a fucking British ass accent. Oh, indeed. Who would you RT? Who would you like? Who would you mute and who would you zap, Ben, from the Meme Factory crew? Come on, choose.
So in case you didn't understand, he's asking you who from the Meme Factory would you like, retweet, mute, and zap?
If you're having your tea and with some crumplets or something with the queen that died.
After that performance, I'm definitely going to mute Yellow.
Okay, yeah. Smart. There. You happy now, guys? I'm muting.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I think we're all pretty happy.
Let's see. I guess I'll like Greg, fan of potatoes. So, keep it going. What else we got? Zap and retweet. Okay. You're muted. You
yeah,
can't.
Sorry.
Yeah. I'll zap Big Sean. Keep the basketball going. Or no. I'm changing it to retweet. That's more, seems more basketball-y. Retweet. And I don't know. I'll zap Pedro. He's been working the whole time, so he should get something.
Yeah.
Hey, Rope. Hey, how you holding up after that one?
It hurts. I'm not gonna lie. I was really, really banking on that one, you know. But
I made you
can't trust the bins, man. You just can't trust a bin.
No, you never could.
Kate is saying that I have a crappy American accent, and I disagree.
Kate, my mother.
Yeah.
That's
Ben, is a tree used to live in? Is a tree used to live in your car?
No.
No?
Why would you ask that?
I just had heard that, and I can relate to living in a car.
You heard it from where, though? You heard it from where?
He heard it from me because I thought that was the truth. Now I'm hearing that is incorrect. So
yeah.
That's kind of the story. Never trust Ben and never trust a potato. So here we are. Lesson learned.
Kind of rude.
So Ben, when you were living in your car, how did that living affect you as a Bitcoin?
I didn't live in a car, but if I did, I would have stacked a lot of sats, that's for sure.
Nothing wrong with living in a car if you're not on drugs. If you're just homeless, not on drugs, it's, you know, it's respectable of them, you know, because you have a car, but you know.
No. I slept in my car once when in college because I wanted to sleep over at my girlfriend's house, but her mom wouldn't let me, so I just slept in the car. But that's the most living in the car I've done.
How old was your girlfriend?
So what you're saying is you did live in a car. You did live in a car. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, for one night.
Yeah.
For one night.
So you lied to us earlier when you said you'd never live in a car.
All right. I'll confess I lied.
You heard it here first. Ben lived in a car. What's with the Dijon
and Red Bull?
I mean, it's a good combination, yeah. Dijon and mustard and Red Bull.
You saw it coming, man. Greg, earlier in the episode. You knew it was coming back.
I knew Dijon was going to make a resurgence.
It's for Ben because you were guys mean to him. And I just brought some something he likes, okay, for his fries. I'm being nice.
I appreciate you, Yellow.
Yeah. Even if, oh wait, you fucking muted me. Fuck off now. I just remember you muted me.
All right, Ben, I want to give you the opportunity to tell everybody who's watching and listening what you're working on right now, where they can find you, and how they might be able to help you.
Talked about MuniWallet a bunch. Yeah, that's my main thing right now, MutantLewall.com or MutantLewall. Anything. I'm app and the Carman and everything. And yeah, I don't know. Use Mutiny or any Bitcoin stuff. That's just make me happy.
And if somebody wanted to use Mutiny, how would they go about doing it?
MutantLewall.com, and there'll be links for the download or any of that stuff.
Yeah. Mutiny.com.
You say unity.com?
Mutiny.com?
It's all Mutiny.
Mutiny.com.
Yeah, what I was saying.
Com. Yeah.
You'll be able to find Ben's link tree in the show notes. So, Ben, want to thank you for coming on tonight. Really appreciate you spending some time with us and educating me, at least. I don't know if the other guys feel educated, but I learned a few things.
I already knew most of the stuff.
Of course.
Yeah. Kind of knew those stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And
it was a recap for me.
We want to thank our sponsors tonight, Amber Apps and Bitcoin. And want to make sure that everybody's watching. Please get your tickets to the Halving Party. If we're not sold out already, I don't think we have many tickets left. So if you
I might be there. I might not be there. Yeah.
You're going to be there. You're going to be there.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm just saying, like, you know, I might not be there.
Right. I get it. But yeah, when you're there, you may not be there.
Yeah, I might be there, like, but like, who knows, you know? Like Who stuff knows? Happens, things and people and streetlights.
It's a big universe.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. So Ben,
my plane is a Boeing. All I'm saying here.
Your plane is a Boeing.
A Boeing.
Doesn't Ben repair those?
Boing. It goes boing.
I think that's what happens when the parts hit the ground.
Yep.
All I'm saying.
Go to my shop.
See you in the having party, maybe.
So I don't think Pedro's paying attention, so I'm going to go ahead and end the stream. Good night, everybody.
Okay, bye.
Bye, good night. Bye, Ben. Thanks for coming.
Good night, chat.